It was a critical realism conference where there was global scholars talking about critical realism in terms of capitalism versus the poor, but most importantly, how they could learn from First Nations peoples in what's going on with the horrendous rape and impact of Mother Earth. But what I spoke about in a keynote address and gave three basic presentations on the thesis. My thesis was a PhD, which I graduated last year at James Cook University, called The First Nations Australians' Wellbeing with the Impact of Human Rights Violations. And I speak quite a bit on critical realism in terms that, you know, First Nations peoples have been doing critical realism for over 60 to 100,000 years. And basically, it was the impact of colonisation and not only the rape of Mother Earth, but the pillage and genocide of First Nations peoples who really worked in harmony with Mother Earth and kept everything basically intact. So I talked about the spiritual healing concepts in Australia of 100,000 years, 60 to 100,000 years, where we had Aboriginal law treating our Mother Earth with such respect. And of course, being a midwife of 44 years, I gave the scenario of the womb being very precious to me, and not to mention one of 19 children. If you contaminate the uterus or the womb, she ceases creating life, which is the same concept of Mother Earth. Once you start raping and pillaging her, taking rainforest down for development, capitalism, and McDonald's and bloody Kentucky Fried and takeaway junk food, she will cease to be sustainable in terms of food and water, because we need our medicines, we need the roots of our beautiful trees to sustain a water that comes from the sky. And so I spoke basically and called it the dream time of 60,000 years in my country, comparing First Nations dream times around the globe, and then talked about the nightmare of the impact of colonisation in my country of 230 years, like the intervention, like the deaths in custody, like the poor statistics in infant mortality of babies and adults, the high incarceration rates of First Australians peoples when we actually represent 2% of the national population, and how the intervention and alcohol management plans have never worked anywhere in the world is actually a reality through legislation within the governments of Australia. I just told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And many people were quite shocked, because the image they have of Australia is the wonderful land of milk and honey.
And smiling people and fair go.
Happy fair go, fair income people for all Australians. And the lovely images they see of milky white Australia. And in actual fact, the truth was actually told of the genocide, the horrendous massacres, the institutional racism, and the appalling conditions that our people, First Nations Australians, have been forced to live under through institutional racist legislations. And you know, the removal of our children, the no wages policy, very little reparation even after the apology that Prime Minister Rudd gave. And I talked about the wonderful white South Africans and white Australians against violations of human rights that really moved a little bit of progress, but because they were in the minority, they were controlled by government and multinational companies, not just in their country but all around the globe, even in our country. And, you know, I talked about the 67 referendum, but I can say people were rather horrified that Australia has been able to keep this deep, dark secret for 230 years and now it's coming out, not just from First Nations peoples, but from people that have a human rights consciousness in this country. For example, the Henry Reynolds, the John Pilger and the Joanne Watsons. And there's so many reports coming out that clearly identified that the appalling conditions with First Nations Australians is through the transgenerational trauma that has been unresolved and kept a secret, and Australia's trying to reconcile without the truth. Unlike South Africa, when Mr. Mandela said, we are having the truth and reconciliation, in Australia they're trying to have reconciliation without the truth. So basically that's what I did, and out of that I've now received confirmation that I'm going to have my thesis published at Routledge Publishing Company in London.
I understand that you couldn't find a publisher in Australia, maybe too hot a potato?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Australia doesn't want to know about their process of genocide and violations of human rights. They want to know about the Germans persecuting 6 million Jews, all the other countries of the world that are treating people with terrible genocide and racial discrimination and all sorts of horrible things, ethnic cleansing. But when it comes to their own country, they don't want to know about it.
So it doesn't happen in the teaching of history here?
Not at all. It's a hidden secret. And we're only just starting to talk about embedding the true history. It's okay to talk about our beautiful paintings and the kangaroos and the Dreamtime stuff. stuff, and that's wonderful. But we need to get serious about the history and the political issues that are impacting on First Australians people today and in the future and what's happened in the past. So until that's actually made compulsory studies from kindergarten to university and right across the board, we're never going to heal as a nation in a reconciliation process that's basically the true history and us coming together.